Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Something else that gets me excited. Dogs. Love dogs. Have my own. We're going to be speaking with Gina Latuca. How many times am I going to make that mistake? From the SPCA later on. But there's dogs back in the White House. Sherry Preston is joining us. Dog is back, Sherry, after 4 years. It's kind of a long-standing tradition, right?
Yeah, and not just dogs, but pets in general. I mean, Champ and Major are Joe Biden's German Shepherds. Champ is the older one. Major is the new one, you know, the one that they got from the shelter. And Jill Biden has said she wants a cat, too. And everybody knows Bo and Sonny, the Obama's Portuguese water dogs. They know the Scotties that the Bushes had. They might remember Richard Nixon with the Checkers speech saying, "I am not giving back this dog, Trisha and Julie love him so much," when he was accused of taking $18,000 in campaign donations. But there's such a great history of pets in the White House. There is actually a presidential pet museum, and these people know everything. For instance, you know the quote that Harry Truman is credited by saying, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog?
Yes.
He never said that. He never said it. He didn't even like dogs. Given a Cocker Spaniel named Feller by a woman in Missouri, his home state, he gave the dog away. And thousands of people to him saying, "How can you give this dog away?" And Truman is quoted as saying, "I didn't ask for a dog. I don't want a dog. I don't even like dogs."
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Up with the quotes. Yes, exactly. Feller, by the way, was given away to a farm in Ohio, lived a very happy life, died of an old age. You both Teddy Roosevelt. And Teddy Roosevelt's menagerie of pets that all of his kids had in the White House. Well, somebody who beat him one was Calvin Coolidge. He was president from 1923 to 1929. He had collies. He had a bulldog. He had canaries named Nip and Tuck. He had a goose. And he also had, get this, at one point he was given gifts of a wallaby, a black bear, and a pygmy hippo named Billy. Also had a raccoon that tore up the furniture of the White House, unscrewed the light bulbs, turned over the house plants, and they finally gave them away to a zoo in Washington.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You know what, Sherry? I have to admit, I feel bad for the first dog. Everyone's looking at, you know, the first dog, like, what a pampered life. But come on, if you're the president, if you're the first lady, how much time do you have compared to back in your citizen life to take the dog for a walk, to spend some quality time with your best friend?
Oh, Joe Biden has actually said he's going to be walking the dogs. He's going to walk them himself. He's relaxed doing that, and he says that he plans to do. I mean, this is a tradition that goes back all the way to George Washington. His dogs had the best names. He had foxhounds named Drunkard, Sweet Lips, Tipsy, Tippler, and Vulcan. And he would inspect his kennels every morning and every evening, and he found real comfort in his dogs. Martha Washington also had a parrot. And she would, like,
of course she did,
seen other ladies in the White House, and her parrot would talk to them. Thomas Jefferson had a mockingbird named Dick. And listen to this story about Thomas Jefferson. I'll tell you this real quick. He had two bears that were given to him by Pike, the guy who Pike's Peak is named after in Colorado. You know, that was when Lewis and Clark were doing all the expanding. He had these bears, and he was like, "These are grizzly bears. These are dangerous, so I want to give them to a zoo in Philadelphia." Gave actually a museum. But before they were given to the museum in Philadelphia, they were put in a cage, and they were displayed on the White House lawn
oh my God.
For 2 months. for 2 months, and people would come by and look at these bears in the White House. They were given to the museum in Philadelphia, where they were also displayed in a cage. One of them got loose, ransacked the entire museum. They shot him, stuffed him, and put him on display there for 100 years.
Oh, my God.
What kind of list would I be put on if I tried to send grizzly bears to the White House today?
I know. Listen, here's another one, too, that I love. Is everybody has seen the pictures of Lyndon Johnson's beagles, him and her. Johnson was notorious for not knowing what to name his pets, so he just called them him and her. And that one picture of him picking up his beagle by the ears, and he was like, look, I always did it that way. Him and her were both purchased in 1963, you know, not too many months before John F. Kennedy's inauguration. And he took that picture, and he just got so much grief from the American public saying, and the ASPCA, how could you pick this dog up by its ears? It turns out that him was actually her swallowed a rock and died in 1964, and him broke loose from the White House gates and was hit by a car.
Ooh.
And with that positive note, Sherry, we let you go.
There's more history there than I ever imagined.
Amazing. Sherry, thanks so much to Sherry Preston joining us.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.